Why I'm in such a great mood. Last Thursday, C.W. Chanter went live with his stream on YouTube. And to be clear, to be absolutely transparent, I've had C.W. blocked on Twitter for a very long time. Whole group. Okay? Has nothing to do with, you know, but I block negativity. And up until Thursday of last week, and like I said, I want to be totally transparent here. Up until Thursday, I've never listened to CW. I've never read any of his stuff. I had him blocked, right? So there you go. And the whole crew. The only person that I unblocked was Joe from the Carolinas. And I did that when I decided, I asked everybody for a truce. I said, okay, you know what? That's it, man. I'm just tapping out here. And it also had to do with the Jason Rice cease and desist letter. So more on that in just a bit. But I had everybody blocked. And honestly, I haven't read anything. I don't know much about CW, right? I don't know much about him as a person. I still don't. But all of the drama that has been going around with all the negativity, well, you know, I just don't have time for it. It's just easier for me to block. I got a show to do every single night. I've got a personal life, and I just don't get bogged down with negativity. I just don't do it. I don't read it. I don't care. I just block. And everybody knows that, right? So with all of those players involved, I blocked them all, and I just moved on. But there were reasons for that. Because after Jason Rice posted his cease and desist letter, I started to see the writing on the wall. All right? Now, back then, I want you to listen to me. Back then and through to today, I was and am still in communication with just about everyone. All right? And over the last, since October of last year, right, I was getting stuff. I was told things. But I chose to stay silent, and I just let everyone talk so I could see who was real. And as things started to get dark and twisted over the last few months behind the scenes, the picture started to become clear. And what are the facts? You know, what's the real truth? Well, I can only base that on what I know to be true. And when the Fade to Light blog came out, well, you know, the name alone says it all, right? Okay. Someone was out there. Someone was trying to damage me, my reputation, my company, along with Rita. But why? It just didn't make any sense to me. The stuff that was written in that blog that was directly about us, well, I can tell you now, it was all made up. All of it. I knew this, Rita knew this, but we chose to stay silent. And we did that because the truth would eventually come out. So here's the crazy part. All right. Again, continue to listen to every word. And there are a lot of crazy parts, by the way, but why would anybody want to talk lawsuits, blacklisting, doxing people? You know, why? Why would somebody want to dox somebody? Why would somebody do all of this? This wasn't widespread. This wasn't across the board, no. Everything, all of it, pointed back to one group, to one person. This wasn't some huge swath of the community. It wasn't just multitudes of people. It was just a handful. Handful of people writing, posting, memeing, tweeting with fake accounts and real accounts, and they got caught. Cold, dead to rights, busted. Now, one courageous insider stepped forward, and now there are many. Today, spread out through the community, that data has been shared, and it's being shared. Now, clearly, I'm not an insider. Nope, I don't have stuff to share. I'm not an insider. I'm just one of dozens of people that have been exposed to the screenshots, the private messages, the text, the meme factory, the audio recordings. One thing is for sure, that group from the top down is freaking out. They don't know who to trust. There is not just one, but a few who have jumped ship. And there are a couple who have chosen to stay and continue to share what they know. And it's really ugly, by the way. It's hard to read. It's hard to read. It's difficult. It's difficult because you see the names and the faces and you know who they are. The recordings are even harder to listen to because on one hand, it's all about love and light, right? Love and light. And the real truth is it's all about anger, hatred, and causing pain to the community. That's what it's about. Messing with your emotions. Messing with your emotions with lies, fake articles, memes, posts, blogs, and tweets. Now listen, this isn't the cabal. This isn't the Dark Alliance. Nope. Everything that they have claimed is them. It was all them the entire time. It was the Blue Eagle Task Force. It's unbelievable. Oh, the cabal. It's the Dark Alliance. It's the cabal. We got to bring down this. We got to do that. We got to. It's widespread. And it wasn't. It wasn't. So, as of yesterday, the Fade to Like blog has been taken down. That's right. The fake Twitter accounts are all gone, too. So, yeah. It was an amazing weekend, and I've been in the best mood for months. And I want to be clear. This is the last time I am going to say anything on this subject. All right? I have a sense of relief. And the relief is, I know, you know, and they know. Everybody now knows. There's nothing to me. There's nothing for this community, speakers, people, anybody, whatever that you're out there doing. You have nothing to fear because now you know. There's nothing that any of them from the Blue Eagle Task Force, any one of them, and they've all been named, right? There's nothing that they can say that matters. There's nothing out there now that everybody knows. It's just like blah, 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 blah. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't. I don't care. The sense of relief, because now we know. We were all scratching our heads. Thomas Crown, man. You know, is this real? Well, you know, we knew that it wasn't. The fear was, holy crap, maybe this is like something that's real. But we knew that it wasn't because it was all based on lie. Everything was lie. Everything was lie. Everything was one-sided coming from one direction. Why would somebody want to do that? Why would somebody try to flame out the community? And it was all for one person. It, you know where the alarm bells for me, where I would like freak out? Is if this was across the board in the community from people that I knew from over there and people that I personally know from over here and people that I personally, you know, people that were like, you know, and saying these things, but it wasn't. It was all from just a handful of people being directed. And I am just relieved. I mean, wow, peaceful sleeping. And the fact that this data, of which is mounting every single day, what started off last week, you know, with just, you know, 100 screenshots, damning screenshots and PMs and 30 minutes of audio. Today, it's hours of audio. It's literally hundreds and hundreds of PMs and text and screenshots, and it's all been widely distributed. Everybody's got it. How cool is that? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. We can all just relax and move forward. The community is great. There is no war. There is no this. The Dark Alliance, the Cabal is this. They're doing this and doing that. No, they were doing it to us, to you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So it's a great day, right? And as I look forward, and I like to say this, that I walk around with flowers hanging out of my pockets. And I know that everything that I do on this show is honest, it's cool, it's fun. I bring on guests that I want to have a conversation with, and we do things to move forward. But in that, I am just like you, in that I can be snowed as well. I can. And when the Jason Rice letter was posted, and I saw that, that's when I had to take a step back and go, wait a minute here. Things aren't what they seem. This is strange. So, I like you, I woke up. All right? Now, don't think that my silence is because I've been stupid. My silence is because this is now a huge legal matter. I warned everybody about this months ago that we were going to arrive to this day. Now you know what I was talking about. So now as this pans out and this plays forward and things take their legal courses, I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to sit back and watch it play out. It's indeed a great day.